well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy
welcome.
Hump Day. It's Hump Day, right? It's the Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, that's what we call it here. It's kind of a kind of funny tradition. We say those words, we coined that phrase, and we're bringing it to you live on camera. This is on Twitch, and it is... It's live. It's happening right
it
now.
Is live. It's happening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nick Scarpino, of course, but the man who needs no introduction, Rocco from Mega 64, is joining us today on Hump Day.
How's it going, everybody? It's about time. I've been saying this forever. It's about time you had someone else from Drew Hill on your show.
Yeah.
And Jesus. So now I made it. So here it is. Enough said.
Weird that you have, this whole time we've known each other, I did not know you were one of the founding members of Drew Hill.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Odd also that Cisco never talks about you in any way, shape,
well,
or form.
Well, it's just, you know, you grow apart. You know, you spend so much time together, you grow apart. But the whole, when they did Enter the Dragon.
Yeah. Mixing a lot of properties now.
Yeah, so. That was, I had nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do with that.
You'll always be brothers, is the thing.
Yeah. I don't want to associate with them anymore. I'm kind of doing my solo thing now, so.
Getting deep into gospel.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
going,
me.
Going deep,
you know, the gospel, it. Just the praise the word itself. And it is unto him in which we give the divine speak.
There it is.
And my seed it spilleth the seed. onto the ground, okay. Unto its filth.
Okay, wow.
That's the classic phrase.
I don't think you're supposed to spill it on.
That's from page of, I think what? That's page 3 of the Bible. Spill your seed all over Kevin's back.
Nope.
When he's not looking.
Nope. Christ,
and blame it on the yogurt.
Wait.
Blame
too
it
far.
On, hey,
holy
I'm getting
shit.
Into Yoplait.
That's not even funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kind of Funny Boy.
Who were your favorite Danimals? Didn't they have each yogurt was a different animal?
It's gonna be like this all
did they have Tigger? I think Tigger.
No,
was
it was like a gorilla, and I think that one was the best.
No.
Yeah.
They had a Tigger. A Tigger like.
Did they?
Yeah, I believe so.
Damn. I don't know. I was a Go-Gurt man. So.
He was the tiger flavored.
I was on the go.
Kevin's
I was
a big Go-Gurt man too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Go-Gurt's not no ice,
a yogurt made to eat on the go. They, that you could also freeze.
Here's what I like about the Go-Gurt.
Hello.
People are like, if you don't have time to eat yogurt like a fucking human being, out of a bowl or a fucking pod, and you're so busy in your day, Rocco, that you got meetings stacked. You can't get time for lunch. You're walking constantly because people just want to walk with you.
Yep.
That's where Go-Gurt comes in. It's yogurt on the go.
Yeah, Go-Gurt is really not a stationary food. You know, it's you never see someone sitting and sucking down a Go-Gurt. You see them running full speed, like parkour.
Mm-hmm.
Can I swear?
Yeah, you
on
can
this?
Swear. You can say whatever you want.
All you want.
Okay, parkour shit.
Yeah.
And if you got to bleep that later, do whatever you got to do in the editing room.
We probably wouldn't remember to do that anyway if we had to bleep it.
Okay, because this is on public internet. I just want to let everyone know in case you forgot. So, yeah, running full speed, sucking down Go-Gurt. It's
Go-Gurt.
Just, the classic George Carlin bit where he said you never see someone taking a shit while running at full speed. But I have.
And there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a live show that we bring to you each and every day here at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Thank you all for being in the chat right now and joining us. If you haven't had an opportunity to watch the show live because you're in another time zone or another country or whatever, of course, we put this on YouTube. Jump in the comments there. Leave me a comment. Like that video. Let me know if you agree with us, if you think that Go-Gurt is the lazy man's snack, or if you think Go-Gurt is the next evolution of humanity, and we're all just missing out. Of course, I'm joined today by Rocco from Mega 64, who will be on the Game Over Greggy show today at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're awesome. Woo! If you're supporting us over on Patreon at the $1 above level at patreon.com/kindoffunny, $1 above level, you get to see the pre and post show with him. And I have a feeling those shows are going to be probably something we'll have to cut out of the show when we post it, for sure. Not that we don't do that anyway, but yeah, for sure. That's gonna be great. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by kindoffunny.com/store, where you can get this hoodie that I swore I was never gonna wear again, but guess what? I put it on, I'm like, God damn it, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Andy?
Yeah.
Andy, you picking up what I'm putting down, bro.
Dude, all the time, 24/7.
Broseph.
It's back in stock in all sizes. That's
they are back in stock, all sizes. Go get you guys one. But more importantly, we have a second sponsor for the show. Now, as you know, each and every year, there's a couple things that happen, Rocco. Mm-hmm. Let me sit with you for a second. Let me just explain to you what's going on real quick. Two things happen every year that I get very excited about. Three things happen every year that I get excited about.
The Super Bowl!
No.
Christmas.
Sports are stupid.
Woo!
Who
sports
I hate
dumb.
Those. Okay. At Easter time, we get the Cadbury egg.
Oh,
you understand that? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving time, we get pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Okay. These are illegal to eat in the United States, if you guys didn't know, until these periods come
right, by. Until the designated moment.
But there is a time every year
right.
where the United States says, fuck all the drug laws, okay? Mm-hmm. Fuck all the regulations. Let's let little girls run around selling fucking sugar-laden cookies to you.
Oh,
and
okay.
And put them in little green vests, and they'll just be little crack dealers.
Okay.
And we're all just going to accept that this is allowed.
Okay.
Okay? They're using child labor to sell cookies. And now a lot of people say, hey, Girl Scouts of America, nonprofit organization. I say, has anyone checked into that?
No.
Has anyone checked into it?
I don't know. And this is Christmas? Wait, what day?
This is now.
Oh, this
is right happening
now.
Right
okay,
now.
Sorry. I went
out of order for the joke's sake,
okay.
but I know
okay.
it's very confusing.
No, I was just waiting for
Well, yesterday, Greg ordered a lot of cookies and blew people's mind that you can actually order these online because I always thought you have to wait outside the Citibank for the girls to show up and then fucking hawk their pedals to you. But no, turns out a lot of best friends out there have kids.
Oh, no.
Those kids selling cookies, one of which is best friend Chad K's daughter.
Chad K.
Chad K's daughter is trying to get up to 100 boxes sold. She has only sold 33. Now, I know us, and I know two things about us. One, we love pushing things on the internet. And two, we love cookies. Do you love cookies?
I do. Wow. Yeah.
Would you like to help support Chad K's daughter right now by telling people to go to bit.ly/KFcookies and buy a box of whatever the fuck they want?
Yeah. What he said is just the best thing you could do in a time of need.
Yes.
You see a Girl Scout, you know what? If I'm just going to say this right now. You see a Girl Scout in person, just tell them to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Immediately.
Fuck right off.
And just carry the URL on a slip of paper and just be like, this is where I'm going to be at. I got this.
Go to your local Kinko's or copy FedEx place, have a bunch of those cards made up, paper your city with them.
Yeah, just be like, this is where you get the cookies. Just say, excuse me, like you see a booth full, like, you know, they got the table set up and all that.
Flip the table
over. Yeah, flip it over like that Japanese arcade game. Just go for distance and be like, this is where the cookies are at.
Yeah.
And even if, that's just my catchphrase, even outside of this time frame, this is where the cookies are at. That's just where what I've always said. So it comes natural to me. It might be harder for you.
It's weird
try it.
That the stars just aligned to have you on this show at this one time.
Yeah.
And we just decided for no reason to sponsor the show with some poor kid's Girl Scout cookies link. But that has been. If I remember, we go way back.
Yeah.
We've known each other for 37 years.
Yeah.
And the first time I met you, were like, Nick, this is where the cookies are at.
And
I remember saying,
I said that it was about the game industry.
Yeah, but I was like, you got to make that your thing. And you were like, no, my thing is going to be calling people the R word and doing all sorts of fun things. But today, it's going to be, this is where the cookies are at.
Yeah. And the first catchphrase, the famous one, was cats lick the butter. But some people couldn't relate. And so we transitioned.
Yeah.
That's a lot more mainstream.
But
you have to you have to pivot, as they say in the tech industry, every once in a while.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You go one way.
This is Silicon Valley.
You pivot.
Welcome to Silicon. You know say that in the Apple store.
They do.
So Nick, when today started, I was really, really high on these. Like, let's get these cookies. You know?
Yeah.
But that's because I had eaten, I'm gonna just say, a box and a half of cookies.
Okay.
At the time that I had said that, I'm coming down from that sugar high.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want more cookies.
I'm telling you right here.
We've done our bit for King and Country.
Okay?
I'm trying to come back. You know what I mean?
We have told people. Not only have we told people where the cookies are at, we have gone to that place ourselves and purchased the cookies. We have, quote unquote, put our fucking money where our mouth is, or our mouth where our money is, and we have bought those cookies. Greg brought like 15 boxes in here. And the funny thing was, Tim Geddes bit into a tagalong thinking it was a Thin Mint. Got super surprised, was like, oh my God, this isn't a mint, and then proceeded to eat the rest of the tagalongs because he was too lazy to open the box of Thin Mints.
No,
that's where we're at here.
It wasn't
are great. They're peanut butter filled.
They are good.
Those are the best ones,
in fact,
I think.
Excuse me, I'm going to have one right now.
Everyone knows, though, that it's either Samoas or nothing. I just want you guys to know that.
Well, those are good, too. I love them all.
I finished all the Samoas today. I'm sorry.
What?
You keep apologizing to me like I'm eating cookies. You know that I'm on a Jackman off 2018. Speaking of which, Yousef's coming on the show again tomorrow. We're going to set some fun goals. It's going to be a very, very good show. You guys should definitely tune in for that if you weren't planning on it already. Okay.
No more plugs the rest. Oh, sorry.
We got lots more plugs.
All right.
13 more plugs.
I want the viewers to know I was ready to
go into the hardcore news.
I was, yeah.
That we're going to talk about
this
today.
Is all him now.
Well,
saying.
But thank you for just hanging me out to dry on that one.
Well,
Big Cat. Okay.
Someone needed to do it.
The MCU in review, Captain America is live. It's doing really, really well. It's great to see everyone in there in the comments. Please go check that out over at youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're not familiar with this, we are reviewing one MCU movie every week leading up to Infinity War. If you started in January, the first week of January, it actually works out perfectly. So there's 17 weeks until Infinity War. This week's was Captain America, the first Avenger. Next week is Avengers, I want to say.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Does that make sense?
Super
and that's
exciting.
I'm super excited about that. It's been cool going back and watching all these and seeing with new eyes.
I also just want to make an announcement, guys.
Is this
Andy Cortez?
Is this permitted to
quit?
Are you quitting today?
Quit, the latest quit. MCU in review will be the final time that I do the story breakdown.
Oh, you were so good at it.
Why?
It's just
what are we doing?
Not for me. A little bit. Not as much as I thought, but I still just don't feel comfortable because I'm not good at it.
You were good at it.
So this is the last time. Thanks for the support for all my career, through all the years.
Quit.
You never
want to
see
a great run.
You never want to see the GOAT retire, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to see the GOAT retire.
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of people call you the GOAT. You Jordan, Durant, all those guys, right?
All of them.
I went to a party for a comic that's moving to New York yesterday.
Okay.
And it was at a bar where there's a
Spider-Man Unlimited?
Kind of similar to that. Okay. And everyone was watching the Warriors game. And it was the most annoying thing because they just kept... I was like, this is a going away party for you and all you want to do is watch this fucking Warriors game. Turns out, I guess the Warriors suck now.
They lost last night. No, they're very good. They just had a bad game.
Shout out to Utah for those amazing jerseys they wore last night.
Great jerseys.
Great jerseys.
All the orange?
Yeah.
You saw them, right, Rocco?
Yeah, the orange and is the new black, as I always
say. It is. Yeah. It's the new black. Pink is the new black.
We all say that.
Are you into sports at all?
My dad took me to the Padres game when I was younger.
So you're just like me.
Padres?
Yeah.
Your dad was lame and didn't get you in anything.
No, my dad was awesome. I didn't want to go.
So your dad was.
So he kept, took you to a Padres.
He kept it minimal.
There you go.
Please, I'm from San Diego. I hear it every day. Okay.
Woo!
Padre, Spanish for pop. For father.
That was his.
Did you know that? Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Have you ever spoken Spanish before?
Yeah.
Sermone se sentamos, por favor. Please remain seated.
Yeah,
please.
I know that from my Matterhorn days.
I hope you worked on the Matterhorn. I hope you were the guy that was
didn't
why,
making people
isn't that
go
why
around.
You know that? Because you went to Disneyland so 100%. Much and they kept saying on the speakers?
100%. Yeah, they conditioned us to remain seated at all times in Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing that anyone can get anywhere because they just throw that in your face everywhere you go. Hey, sit down. Stay seated.
You know what is always a scary moment if you ever go to Disneyland? Obviously, Haunted Mansion, there's a lot of spooky stuff there.
Yeah, they have
the same like announcements over the seat. Mm-hmm. Like when you get in, they have Spanish piped in. Permanecer sentados, por favor. But they say it in such a way, you're used to hearing Spanish like that. It's almost like in Resident Evil 4 where they would like whisper Spanish behind you.
And
I always think of that game when I'm on that ride.
What would they say? Matalo.
Also,
so anyway,
it's almost Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. If you want, you have one day left to get a kind of funny Valentine's, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, right, guys? And support us at the fan meal tier, and you will get a specialized Valentine from one of us.
Oh, shit. Can we put up a picture of any of them?
Can you bring up a tease from a
Yeah, why don't you bring up a tease?
Bring up a tease, please.
Bring up a tease.
Give me one sec. I don't want to use this one because this one might change.
No, just use it.
This one might change. Oh, Twitter?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, I didn't know.
Good. All right, we'll wait. And sip our coffee
Phil,
like this.
Like, Phil,
no, no, it's fine. We're just going to sit in silence for once.
Just talk.
You know, why do we always have to talk so much on this fucking
show? Because it's a
show.
That's like, what I'm going to...
You know what, Andy? While he's doing that, you know, you ask me for one thing every year. You say, Nick, I know we don't have time for sports. I know we don't have time for sports on this, but if you could just give me 15 seconds for sports, I would be very grateful. And I know we don't normally do, but today we were able to carve some out. Kevin, is this ready?
Yeah,
bring that bad
boy. Go ahead and bring that up.
Are we back? Ladies and gentlemen, 50, you honored it.
Here it is.
I give the people what they want. 15
you're
seconds
cutting into my 15 seconds.
And a lot of people are saying, Nick, you're a monster because you don't give Andy his time. I give him time. Andy, He's got two more seconds left.
Come on.
And that is
it. Blake Griffin got traded to the Pistons. Big blockbuster trades. Trades all up in the NBA, all over the world. And then the guy from the Chiefs. Like,
come on.
Alex Smith got traded to the Redskins, the Washington racial slurs. This just in, they already missed the playoffs for next year.
There it is.
Nice, dude.
There it is. Congratulations. Does that mean, now let me ask you this question. Friend of the show, of course, Mia Khalifa, huge Redskins fan. Right. Is she going to be happy about this news or sad about this news?
She tweeted about that she was unhappy.
Okay.
Because they paid a lot of money for Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. They got like $70 million guaranteed. And she was like, we better win 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I just spit on your hand. Sorry.
Oh, no. That's fine.
Lick it. No. Fuck, you know how to fucking fix it. Lick it. Right, fix it with your tongue.
All right,
bring up the Valentine's Day thing. There you go. I don't know what.
That's really the teaser we put
That's
out?
The teaser?
Mm-hmm. That's a kill. You guys are killing it.
Wow.
Wow.
It's not awful. So much a teaser as it is just a poorly cropped image.
Well, you know. Did you Hell yeah. sneeze while you were editing this?
What
I just
is...
don't want them to see the face.
But it's clearly me, and it's clearly me doing
Nick,
this face.
Nick, show them
also,
together,
the Departed is great. What is, well, like, is this, right. what's the gag?
Oh, yeah. It's not, yeah
what's
right.
the gag?
There we go. Tell us how good it is.
Rocko? Yeah, I'm honestly
it's
wondering.
It's just that The Departed is mm-hmm. not a good movie. It's not a mm. gag so much as, you know how, like, when you started watching Lord of the Rings and you were like, oh, man, I don't like this because it's super boring? Nope. And then it was 9 hours later, they still haven't climbed this fucking small hill.
No.
To throw this stupid ring and this stupid fire.
No.
That's kind of how a lot of people felt. Most people felt about The Departed.
A lot of people say Lord of the Rings not as good as Clerks.
Not as good as Clerks? Why are you comparing Lord of the Rings and
it's
Clerks?
Just, it's if the it debate that started happening.
If you have to compare them, you have to make a choice. Which one would you enjoy watching more?
Gun to your head, Rocko.
I respect what Clerks did for the independent film community, but no, Lord of the Rings is like, I don't know,
right?
Going on a grand adventure,
right.
yeah.
Right.
Clerks 2 summarizes Lord of the Rings perfectly, so
it
you
did.
Get both movies in
you
that.
You do really get a
you
lot
You actually
of
get
Lord
all
of the
nine
Rings.
Movies.
I like both. Everything on this show has been this versus this. I like all the Girl Scout cookies. I like both of these movies. I'm not ready for the fight here.
No, here's the fight, though. Here's the
I'm
fight.
Not ready.
Here's why it took you so long to watch Lord of the Rings, because you like reading IMDb trivia, and it took you so long to read all of the fucking awards that it was nominated and won.
Yeah, it takes a while.
No, what it was was like, no, they shot this with 8 cameras so they could get all of the feet and in 3D, like the
all
Matrix.
Of the feet.
I don't think they were in 3D, any of them.
No.
Well, I think the
Hobbits were.
The Hobbits, yeah.
62. The Hobbits were.
Remember
I didn't see the last two
they
Hobbits.
Tried, yeah, nobody did. You only saw the
Yeah, they tried to. They tried to shoot it in 48 films per second.
Was it 48?
48 films per second.
48 frames per second.
That's the
whatever
new.
It was.
I was in a festival like that. We had to do 48 films per second.
That'd be amazing.
None of them were
it
good.
It lasted for 12 minutes. The yeah. whole festival.
Yeah.
That was a really thing. That was a weird thing he was trying to get off the ground. Peter Jackson was like, "We're gonna do this 48 frames per second." And everyone's like, "Why?"
Yeah.
And then it looked weird.
It looked weird.
And everyone was like, "It looks like video." Yeah. And he's like, "Well, I guess I'm not gonna do that anymore."
I like all my movies looking like a soap opera at Costco.
Yeah, I'd
That's
like all
what
of
works
yeah,
for me.
I want all of my $300 million movies
yeah.
to look like I filmed them on my
to
iPhone.
To look like a documentary.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that dragon thing. Is just do you know what was the most expensive movie per minute? I think until like Titanic. Do you know what it was? Mm-mm. Does anyone know what it was? Mm-mm. Like if you break it down just like per how much
Can
it costs
guess?
For how long, yeah.
Waterworld.
No.
Okay. Was it Who Trained Roger Rabbit? No.
No. This is
Romy
this
Michelle's is probably, high school reunion.
I don't think there's any way anyone's gonna guess. It is Michael Jackson's Captain EO.
Oh.
It was like when you broke it down, it's like a 16-minute thing, but it was like $32 million to make it. So technically, by the ratio, that yeah. was...
Does that count as a movie, though?
Hell yeah, it does, and here's why.
You go into a theater and you sit down.
Have you seen Captain EO?
Yeah. We are here to change the world.
Fuck, it was so good.
I don't know that
I have.
It
was so good.
Yeah.
Man, it was great.
It's gone, though, right?
Yeah. They bring it back every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's been back... In my lifetime, I think it's been back a couple times. But I was fortunate enough to see it when I was a child. And that was when they weren't afraid to scare kids.
Yeah.
When we were kids, they were like... people would watch it and be like, that monster is terrifying.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't let kids under the age of 5 do that. And then the parents would be like, hey, my kid ain't no wuss.
Yeah.
Let's let him just watch whatever the fuck he wants to watch. It's America. Kid can watch whatever he wants to watch.
Exactly. Yeah. Never ending story. Let's just dunk that horse.
Fucking A.
Let's kill just, an animal let's on the
just,
set.
Yeah, let's just literally, for realism's sake, fucking strangle a horse to death and then sink him in a
and
swamp.
Well, how will we pull off that effect? What effect?
What effect?
Just do it.
Get me 3 horses. I can get it done in 2 shots, but we'll have a third just in case.
Those were the good old
and
days.
And then guess what? They got it done in 1 shot. Shot the other 2 horses in the face. Just now, fucking ping-ponged a bullet off their skulls.
Now people care about animals and the whole thing.
Yeah, PETA's like, wait, hey, maybe we shouldn't kill horses.
What is it
and we're
mean
like,
to
do you know how many fucking horses? Bing!
You know, I'm just going to say it. I'll say it. You know,
bing bong.
I'll say it on camera. You know, millennials killed animal torture.
We did.
You know?
I mean, you did. Kevin,
not me.
Kevin brought an interesting point to me the other day. He said, Nick, you know you're only a year away from being a millennial. Evidently, the official time period for millennials is 81. Mm-hmm. So what was it, 81 to what, Kevin?
97.
To 97. And I was born in 1980. Yeah, so technically, you're probably a millennial.
I guess I am. So I apologize for my people here, you know.
Why don't you fucking rescind that statement?
Used to be able to just kick. You know, I miss the, you know, people like me, we ruined the days of Milo and Otis. You just put a cat and a dog in a barrel down the river.
Glue them together.
Get the shot and wave goodbye, you know? And now,
do we have to go
sensitivity.
Get those, we have to get those cats and dogs? No, man, they're gone. We got 15 more cats and dogs over there, all trained.
It's Lord knows we got enough.
Gun to their head. They saw what we did to the horses from Never Ending Story.
Yeah.
So they don't want the fucking bullet ping ponged off their skull either.
Yeah. I just wish
what is the ping ponging?
Ping pong.
And you'll never get, like, you know, there's so many great remakes and reboots nowadays. You know, they're making all these movies better. Total Recall is, you know, better, and they do them all way better now. And I just, you know, we'll never get a better Old Yeller. You know, they did the old one. I want the new one where he's got, you know, it's not on the shitty farm, you know.
Space.
I want it. No, it's just, you know, modern day apartment. Guy's got, you know, Uzi 9mm. Okay, fuck it. Where's the dog? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't do that.
Spray and pray. You know?
Can't do that, no.
Cocaine Cowboys.
God, the Can't mess that would make. The mess that would make.
An Uzi? 9mm?
Yeah. Into a dog?
Wouldn't be much of a dog left.
No.
Good news is you still have the Uzi. You still have that.
Rocco,
takes a long time to keep putting the bullets in, though. I've had to load a gun before.
Dog wants to go outside. You want to go outside, go to heaven like all dogs.
Yeah. Bam. I'm sure I'll tell the story on the Game Over Greggy show when we get to the topic that is probably the life and times of Rocco. But I remember back in the day when I worked at IGN, and you guys used to make content for IGN.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So you used to
3 years.
Yeah, I think it was for IGN Prime or whatever the subscription.
Insider,
that's what it was. I think it's Prime now.
I
remember, I never got a chance to tell you this, but one out of every 3 videos that you guys gave us was just with the higher ups at IGN, just a hard no. Just a hard no.
Yeah.
And this is me starting off, maybe the first couple years I was working there, so I was still wet behind the ears and had zero pull and didn't get the opportunity to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. But we would laugh so hard at them.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Unbelievably inappropriate and fucking hilarious they were.
Thanks. Thank you.
And I want you to know, I personally was like, we should put this up. And like, if we put it up and we get backlash, you're fired, Nick.
Oh.
And I said, we should not put this up.
That's
where I went with that.
Understandable.
But I want you to know, I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Well, what was funny, too, about our IGN days, too, were actually the ones they would reject that were, like, really dry videos. Because there were some times where it was like, okay, we went a little over the top. I understand.
Yeah.
But then there were ones where it was just like, you know, we're like eating at Sonic, and we're using it as a metaphor for like the Sonic franchise, and we keep like, why do we keep coming back here? This doesn't even taste good, but we keep thinking it will, and stuff like that. And they rejected that. They were just like, it's just you guys eating lunch. I'm putting this up. But like, that's one of our biggest hit videos ever. Like, we put it on our own YouTube channel, and all these dry videos that they would reject were like our biggest videos. So that's what I don't understand. So figure you know those guys too, so you talk to them.
On the show today, we're going to conference call Dave Klayman and Fran Mirabella together.
Okay.
We're going to get this answer for you.
Okay.
You're going to get this answer. Dave Klayman no longer works for IGN, hasn't worked for IGN for 10 years.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, wow.
Think he's still at Bethesda?
Where is he?
We're going to call him.
Oh, Bethesda?
I think he works at Bethesda, yeah.
Wow.
Could be wrong.
Let's call him anyway.
Let's
see what is Bethesda doing.
I don't know.
Are they doing Skyrim 3000
Let's
or
do
whatever?
It. Skyrim for the Switch. Who cares? Who cares? Yeah. Let's go into some quick entertainment news because we're getting a little long on this one. Kev, let's bring up this first story. Cool, Greg. You wanted to talk about this. What's going on with OK Beast?
OK Beast.
Two dudes from the community.
Wait, is this an official Cool Greg effect?
No.
Okay.
So two guys from the community, Blessings Jr. and Raj Former,
his
name is, had me on their podcast.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks ago. So pretty badass. OKBeast.com to check it out. I'm just talking hella shit about Kendrick Lamar and saying Jay-Z's the GOAT, basically.
Oh,
Shit.
Yeah.
That's
that clickbait shit right there.
Yeah. So if you guys go to, we'll put this link in the chat, Kevin, if you can. It's 2017 Rap Music in Review featuring Cool Greg Geddes of Kinda Funny, Super Throne Watch Episode 1. Is this the first ever episode of this guy's podcast?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Kicking it off right. People are going to remember you. They're going to say, Cool Greg started this fucking shit.
Oh.
He started this joint, as they say.
Yeah, they do say it.
Get it.
This is where the cookies are at.
This is where the cookies are at.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kev, bring this next news story up, please. Black Panther, as you know, is coming out in theaters very shortly. It has made a very big impact already in Hollywood, as it has in theaters. This headline comes from The Hollywood Reporter. This is Aaron Couch says, Black Panther sets Alamo Drafthouse superhero record. It also says the movie is also the top-selling superhero title on Fandango at this point in time.
Oh, of course, the Fandango stats are in?
They are. The all-important Fandango stats of... what I like about this is the movie is also the top-selling superhero title on Fandango at this point in time. Of course it is. It's the only superhero movie coming out right now.
It's fluctuating, though, constantly.
It is. Know?
We'll check in with moviephone.com and see what their stats are, too.
Let's call MoviePhone in 5 minutes and see if it's still a thing.
Let's get together with Grandma, call for those movie times, and just go. We'll all go together.
Man, when I was a kid, when before the internet, before anything, I used to love opening the paper. I'd get the paper.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, what am I going to see this week? And I'd circle the ones that I wanted. And then my mom would say, no. And then she would just give me $20 and say, if you can get there, you can watch the movie.
How far was it?
It was far. For a little chubby kid like I was?
Sure.
Too far.
Yeah.
Five steps out of my house when I was a kid was too far. I'm not going to fucking bike. I rollerbladed for a while, though.
No. Bikes.
Ooh. Sweating was that was a no-no for me when I was a kid.
No, thank you.
If it involved breaking a sweat, I wasn't going to do it. The story reads, moviegoers are already springing into action for Black Panther. Alamo Drafthouse revealed to Heat Vision on Tuesday that the upcoming Marvel Studios film is pre-selling faster at its theaters than any comic book movie has before. How much faster? Well, after 18 days on sale compared with recent comic book movies, Black Panther's closest competitor is Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which sold 72% as many tickets as Black Panther during the same period. Wonder Woman, close second, had sold 59% as many tickets during the same period. People are fucking stoked about Black Panther.
Yeah.
There is a lot behind this film. I'm excited to see it. I don't know. I don't think there's anything negative to be said. At this time, of course, we will be including this in the MCU in review as it is an official movie leading up to Infinity War. So we'll do the reacts for that when it is. I think is it next week? Is that when it comes out?
I think so.
I want to say next week.
But so it will be out of order.
What's that?
So it will be out of order.
Yes, the reacts for that
will. I want to say it's the following week. I think we're going to do the Avengers and then it's that week, next week. We tweeted out an image somewhere.
I don't pay attention. But
nobody does.
We will be doing a reacts for this. We'll be doing a review for it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we'll do a review and a reacts. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. We'll call you in.
All right.
There you are. Yeah. You live in San Diego. You can't come up all the time. As much as I'd love to have you. I'd love it if our two offices were right next to each other and we could just put our ear to the wall and hear what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
That'd be real fun for me.
Yeah. But if we did that for you, it'd be all this Marvel stuff and I'd just tune out.
And you'd just tune the fuck out. Well, speaking of other Marvel stuff, second news story, Kevin. The, of course, Ant-Man and the Wasp teaser trailer launched yesterday and one of the villains was revealed. Who is the Ghost? This again is the Hollywood Reporter. This was cool. There's like one or two shots of this character in there, and that suit looks fucking dope.
Are we just assuming this is the Wasp's mom? Somehow she got out of the
Mama Wasp.
How she somehow got out of like quantum space?
Yeah, they showed one person that like was all quantum spacey.
Well, let's read the story and see.
Nah.
It's a blink and you'll miss a debut, but the first trailer for the summer's Ant-Man and the Wasp debuted one of the movie's antagonists, the Ghost, a character so in tune with the times that it just might become the Marvel Cinematic Universe's next breakout character. The movie Ghost is already guaranteed to have some differences from the comic book inspiration. If nothing else, the character will be played by Ready Player One and Tomb Raider's Hannah John Kamen, while the comic book Ghost is male. But the original character is one who easily fits into the Ant-Man movie ethos, despite coming from Iron Man comic books, thanks to its guiding principle, all corporations are unethical and must be destroyed. That's interesting. To be fair, this wasn't always what the Ghost was about when he first appeared in the 1987's Iron Man number 217, created by David Michelin and Bob Layton. The Ghost was a little bit more confused in its aims. Sure, he has an internal monologue that actually includes the words, "I must destroy this company, I need to," but he would just one issue later be revealed to be a particularly dedicated corporate spy who was happy to accept payment for one corporation to dismantle another. In his defense, the costume was a high-tech suit of armor that allowed him to become intangible and invisible, hence the name, and those tend to be pretty pricey in terms of upkeep. What's up, Kev?
I feel like they're going to switch it around.
You think they're going to switch it around?
Yeah.
Well,
they're going to be like, oh, no, she's a girl in this one, and it's Wasp's mom.
Maybe.
Okay, spoilers, bro.
Dude, it's a theory.
That's what the chat said, the same thing. They think you might have ruined it for them.
Hey, the chat goes suck on 11 for all I care.
Doesn't this screenshot look like a still from like Star Wars Rebels or Clone Wars? Or
yeah.
What do you think? Well, it looks like Ghost in the Shell.
To me it looks like a Destiny. 3D render.
Destiny, it looks like Destiny.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Andy, this is a screenshot that then now they've enlarged. This is just straight from the trailer.
No, but it is very much CG. Like, that suit's definitely a CG model. That's not a real person in a suit.
100%.
I think it looks cool. It makes me want to play Destiny. It makes me want to be like, Destiny. I'm going to do the raid tonight with Andy. Will we succeed? Who knows? Yeah. Someone will have to shepherd us through. Let's call Alfredo.
Well, you want to know what I think.
Yeah,
what do you think? I think you bagged on the Lord of the Rings, but you read that whole shopping list of bullshit.
Yeah.
And the guy, you.
Yeah, you bring up Middle.
He's right.
Middle Earth sucks. Here's this Wasp.
It does.
The Wasp and all their how they're.
Here's what I want to know. What exactly was the relationship between Gandalf and the Hobbits? You know, what was he using these little guys for?
He's essentially a god.
What was he doing?
He's kind of like an angel.
Yeah.
In their world.
Right.
It's really,
so,
really
but he
stupid.
Comes in and everyone's like, Gandalf's here. We have to cow down
to
him.
You know that
him.
Sauron is maybe the real bad guy?
I just feel like there was some shit happening behind the scenes that maybe was a little weird with Gandalf and the Hobbits. That's all I'm saying.
You're alleging some bullshit right now.
No.
Yeah. It's all hearsay. It's all hearsay.
No, it's not.
But I'm saying, if you read the Silmarillion.
He's saying it, so it is.
If you read the Silmarillion, okay.
Did you?
No. But if you do... If you read it, there might be some crazy shit in there about the Hobbits and Gandalf. Like, the wizards are using them. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to come out and say it. Sex slaves. Little sex slaves.
Jesus.
No.
In the books, afterwards, there is some speak of sex slavery in the Hobbits.
What?
Remember? Because then the other wizard...
Kevin, you're going off on a tangent. I'm with you.
Let's burn this fucker down. Movie now, too.
The other wizard... No,
now they can't do part four.
They changed in the movies. They kill him off. He falls off the tower, lands on a spike, so he's dead for sure.
Yeah, so what can he really do?
I'm just saying, sex slavery with
maybe the he liked the spike, though. You know, he likes, you know, the feeling
he
of being skewered and killed through the chest.
He did seem pleased. What was that?
What happened?
I don't know.
Greg came in and out.
Greg just came in and hit his head on a light and left.
Do you think he farted?
I hope
he
farted.
Does it smell weird?
It smells like cookies. But that could be a Greg Miller fart.
Yeah, nobody knows.
If it smells like chicken wings or Oreos, it's probably Greg Miller. Bring up this next news story, please, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
This comes from flickeringmyth.com, so you know it's real.
Yeah.
So you know
these
it's real.
Guys, I pretty much get all my news, world news, not just entertainment, just world news, what's kind of going on at any given moment on the globe. I go to flickeringmyth.com.
Flickeringmyth.com. Yeah,
and
not
they just
.org
got it going on.
Be careful.
Ooh.
Where did you see the Disaster Artist?
Yeah, I did.
Are you a fan of The Room / Disaster Artist? Are you caught up in this whole hype?
Yeah, you know what's funny is like I loved that when it came out and people discovered it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got like, all right, like, okay, we can stop like quoting that maybe. It's been like a decade. So when they announced The Disaster Artist, I was kind of like, oh man, are we just going to be like quoting that again? But I thought it was like, I liked that they filmed it dramatically. Almost, you know, even though it was a comedy, like... It was done with like emphasis on their friendship, and I thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was good too. Yeah, yeah. It was one of those things where I'm like, this is going to be, this could be very predatory.
Yeah,
like, and kind of really fucking with him. But I think it painted him in as positive a light as
possible. Yeah,
so could possibly be painted.
Yeah.
Well, then I got great news for you.
Okay.
Coming from flickeringmyth.com, Tommy Wiseau has officially announced a 3D version of The Room. He did this on Twitter. If you scroll down, Kevin, you can see his tweet. It says 5.1, which I believe is the audio, 4K, which is the resolution, and 3D. I don't know what that is. Click on that. What does that do?
Wow. What?
He just goes to Matt.
Oh, it's in response.
He's responding to someone. Okay, cool. I'll tell you what the world doesn't need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any of those things. It doesn't need any of those things.
It just sounds, though, like he's stating, like, the highest quality that he can think of at the moment.
He really is.
Like,
he
I'm surprised Blu-ray isn't in there.
I feel like he's Donald Trumping this a little bit, right? Where he's just like, people are like, hey, is it, are you going to release a 4K version? It's like, 4K? I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's going to be 5.1. It's going to be 4K. It's going to be 3D. We're going to come to your house and act this out and slap you in the face a couple times.
Yeah. That's what I feel like he's done this before. Like, I've seen him say stuff like this before. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you were talking that he mentioned this at Comic-Con like a year ago.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that it was going to be 3D. I'm waiting for it. I mean,
maybe it'll be the first time I see the room. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, well, now's your...
You have seen The Disaster Artist.
Yes. I feel like I got the gist. I don't think I need more of it.
Well, you won't really know until you see it in three dimensions.
It's true.
You know, just like Captain EO, it's meant to be seen in 3D with rubber puppets.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrifying, terrifying Jim Henson rubber. There was a time in my life where I loved, but also was terrified of the Jim Henson studio.
Oh,
because of the Dark Crystal. Remember the Dark Crystal?
Yeah, and Labyrinth and stuff.
And Labyrinth. Yeah. Fucking terrifying shit. Why would anyone do that to kids? Yeah. Why, that's probably why I'm so fucked up.
Because Jim Henson respected children as people and didn't play down to them is the real answer.
Yeah, and guess what? Made us all tougher.
Yeah.
But also gave us massive psychoses.
Yes, that too. But
it's probably why you and me think what we think is funny. I just made a joke about Gandalf using hobbits as sex slaves. I stand by it.
Well, I think I am like David Bowie sexually.
Well, you definitely, from where I'm sitting, and you definitely have his massive package.
Thank you. Yeah, that's...
I meant his heart. His heart.
I didn't want to say it.
I meant, like, because he had a big heart. He had a big heart.
Right.
That was the package he delivered to everyone, including Jennifer Connelly, I imagine. At least in my fan fiction. He said, fuck it, fuck the Labyrinth. We're just going to make out a little bit.
Yeah, she was a kid in that movie.
Well, she was at least 18, I hope.
No, let's just move on.
She was at least 18.
Nope.
Next news story.
She was at least 18. I hope.
This
So the whole movie's a coming of age story about a young girl into adulthood.
Yeah, but I mean, when she was an actress at the time, she was at least 18.
When this goes up.
Kevin, let's make sure we cut that part out of the YouTube version.
It's live?
Oh, no, we're live now. No, yeah, there's thousands of people that just saw you make that joke. I can't believe you would say that and the stuff about the hobbits. That's so crazy.
I didn't do that.
All right, next story.
Next news story, The Purge 4's new title and poster revealed. This is awesome. I have not seen a Purge film yet. I have meant to. Are you familiar with the Purge franchise?
The idea
behind The Purge, of course, is that one day out of the year, everyone just gets to do whatever the fuck they want, kill whoever they want, rob whatever they want, and it gets all the anger out of society, kind of cleanses it, purges it, if you will, and then everyone goes back to normal. Well, this is a prequel called The First Purge. It was announced almost a year ago.
Okay.
Prequel leading up to The First Purge movie, and now the prequel has an official poster. The First Purge, of course, playing off of Make America Great Again, the Donald Trump hat that is red. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you see this together?
I have to see the other ones first.
Oh, they're so good.
I know.
Well, the first one's okay. Second and third one's
okay. Well, there you go. Joey says, only see the first one, and we'll see this one, I guess.
But I don't understand. So this is a prequel to this is leading up to The First Purge.
So how is this going to go?
That doesn't sound exciting. It's not the way they pass a law.
Here's how it goes, and this is actually pretty interesting. As for the plot, The First Purge focuses on how, in an effort to get crime rate down below 1% for the rest of the year, the new Foundation of Fathers of America tests a sociological theory that vents aggression for one night in one isolated community. So, like, we're gonna do a test bed of this in one small community, and if it works, and then eventually it spreads into a nationwide.
It's like
the demo. Yeah,
kind of.
They're like, let's just try this in like a rural, like Fremont.
Okay.
Let's just fuck up Fremont real quick. Fuck Fremont, you know? Like, let's just. I'm kidding.
It's a beta
from Fremont.
Test.
Fremont sucks.
It's better than Benicia.
God, so much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that was a good.
Not shitting on Benicia. I'm just letting you know.
No, I had a
good wouldn't
time
do. We wouldn't.
My boy
do that.
There. But we wouldn't do that.
Finnegan?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Rivers.
He's
from Benicia.
Cool.
We partied in Benicia a couple times. He's cool.
Good
he's cooler than me. All right, it's fine. It's time for the deep dive topic.
Okay.
Now, Rocco, as you know, because you watch this show, I'm sure, every day, we like to occasionally go a little deeper into one of these topics.
Yeah.
This came from you.
Yeah.
Approximately 40 minutes ago, you retweeted this. Kevin, bring it up here.
Which I just want to say, I only retweet, you know, I'm very global-minded, and I'm always trying to look out for kind of what's going on the global platform. And I always retweet things that I feel like pertain to our society and how to better it. And this just struck me as just a news story that it really just sang to me in a way that, you know, was very evocative and provocative and emotional.
Now, one of the things I love most about you is that when I think about you, I think comic, obviously you're funny, online influencer,
Digital influence.
But most of all, I think about you as a humanitarian.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, that's
I really
fair.
Think about
that's
you fair. As a sort of entrepreneurial, you're in this for the people, you're not in this for profit at all.
Right.
And so when I saw you retweet this, and by I saw you, I mean Andy saw that, because I, for whatever reason, didn't follow you until 45 minutes ago. I thought we should talk about this.
Yeah.
This is from a gentleman on a website called Facebook.com. Said, my wife said if I get 1 million likes, should be pluralized, I can name our son Goku. And if you look down at the bottom there, he has 1 million likes on this post. So Kevin, bring up the next post.
Yeah, and this is here's the payoff.
This is his wife.
Yeah.
With a look that can only be described as utter shame.
Yep.
I'm keeping my word, our son's name will be Goku Sanchez.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And this is the beautiful part here too, is just the way that this is staged. Okay. You know, immediately, you know, you were drawn to, you know, okay, is it shame? Is it just, what is it?
It's shame.
But I didn't even notice that, because what I see as soon as I see that image is the collective Genki Dama, sorry, I'll translate for English speakers, the spirit mom that he's gathering, because that's a little piece of everyone's energy who contributed to this movement. And so that's the first thing that I saw, was just the energy he's collected and the positive things he's doing with it. Her problem is her problem. I don't know why she's upset.
Well, her problem started approximately, I would guess, 5 years ago when she married this guy.
Yeah, well,
that's where her problem started. What's that?
You think they've been married for 5 years?
I like to believe everyone gets married for 5 years and then starts having kids. Because after that, you know, you can travel a little bit, get to know each other, and then you get bored of each other, and you're like, fuck it, let's get a kid or a dog.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works.
Well, I just wonder, what did she want to name the kid? Trunks? Like, what was her problem?
Trunks? I would actually argue.
Janemba?
Better name than Goku.
Should have gone with Kakarot. Makes more sense.
Now, where do you think this kid's going to net out in 10 years with a name like Goku? Do you think it's going to help
Everyone's
him or
gonna
hinder
call him
his
Go.
Social?
No one's going to touch this kid. No one. They're gonna back away.
You think they're going to back away? Or you think they're going to go? That's like naming your kid Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson Scarpino.
Uh-huh.
And people go, oh, you're named after Mike Tyson. You must be able to fight. And they're going to fuck with this kid so bad that he's going to go, Mom, can I please go by my middle name Trunks?
Yeah. Oh, Mike Tyson's a lot different than Goku, the savior of the planet.
It's like naming your kid Superman. How about that?
Yeah.
Superman Scarpino, which, now that I'm thinking about it, has a ring to it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
It does sound good.
That's what, but
Superman.
Specifically what you're talking about, though, is why you can't go top tier character, because then it is like, wow, that's a lot to live up to. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would pick kind of a middle ground, like a strong character.
Like a
but
Naruto.
Not the most.
No, like with the character Naruto in the Dragon Ball
that's
series.
Not the series, no.
Like Naruto.
I would go like
Tetsuo.
Like Spopovich.
Spopovich.
Because he's strong at the tournament. But outside of the tournament, you really don't know what his powers are, and is it the Majin thing that is giving him his energy? You don't really know. So if you name your kid that, then it's a little more.
It was
Spopovich.
Spope. No, that's terrible.
It was these are all terrible. Thing, given
no, I'm gonna say they're great, but you know, this is why it's point counterpoint all day.
It is.
You know, Departed versus Lord of the Rings.
You sir,
Cookie
are,
versus Cookie.
You are a perfect counterpart to me. We are diametrically opposed on nearly every issue.
Yeah.
Which, although frustrating for me, makes for great content.
Well,
for the audience.
Well, this is what they said. They said this show is dying because everyone's like, I agree. It's all yes men.
Mm-hmm.
You need the personality to step in and challenge.
We needed a talent.
Yeah.
And you sir filled that role.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for news right now. We're going to go into a few tips, and then we will talk to the chat a little bit.
Are we going into tips and tricks or just tips?
Just tips.
Did you ever read Tips and Tricks?
No. Is it a porn magazine?
It was a magazine.
Did it have pornographic images?
Oh, no. Sorry. I should have clarified. No, it was a video game magazine.
Okay, cool.
That was the first time I'd ever heard of Tommy Tallarico as they advertised
Tommy Tallarico?
They advertised
video
his album.
Live.
Yeah, in Tips and Tricks.
Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
Live?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. Good. Oh, yeah. Tommy is a great friend of us at Mega 64. You know, he by himself wrote, directed, published, composed music for a short film called Gamer Wars.
Wow.
Did it all himself, all the audio. So if you watch it, all that audio work, every cut of the camera, every effect was all him. We simply published it. And he's done... four of them. It actually goes to five. We skipped four because the story got too complicated, so we just skipped it.
Okay.
But five kind of reboots it.
That's kind of what I did.
We went right to...
what I did with all the Hobbit movies. I was like,
yeah.
I don't.
So if you ever look up Gamer Wars, he did all that himself. He's so talented.
Definitely check that out, everyone. A couple tips before we go into the chat. Justin Ryan Beer says, Nick, can I get a butthole? Also, when are you getting those beautiful new Twitch emotes? Yo, it's the ghetto board. We out. Butthole. And I don't know, when are we getting the new Twitch? I think you guys have to make the Twitch emotes. I don't think we ever did that.
Yeah, no.
We don't have time for that.
We don't do that.
I've asked Andy
don't ask.
Him, but he was just like,
what's up?
When do we get the new Twitch emotes? When do we get the ghetto board we have?
None. I say take them away.
Everybody tweet Joey Noel.
There you go. Just tweet at her. Don't say anything.
You want me back, Andy?
Just tweet at her.
We got her, dude. Yeah.
F-boy number two, I'm not reading your full name because it is an expletive and we do not say expletive
fuck
on the show.
Boy. It says fuck boy.
It says
boy.
Fuck boy.
Sorry, what?
Heartbreak packs, Nick. Tell me you love me. I love you. Justin Ryan Beer gave us one more tip. It says, one last thing. Can you make $69.69 KF Patreon tier? Greg is already on board. Yes, but I don't know what we would make it. We'd have to put our heads together and we'll have to put our heads and our crosses together and really think about. Thank you, Andy. Jesus
nice.
Christ, dude. K babes like key beebs. He said like kebabs, I guess. I don't know. Nick, you thought The Hobbit being shot at 48 frames per second was weird. Ang Lee's next movie, Billy Lynn Halftime Walk, is being filmed at 120 frames per second. PC dork.
That movie came out like 2 years ago. He says it's his next movie, but that's on Blu-ray. Like
roasted dog.
Yeah, that's been out. It's the only 4K Blu-ray disc that actually is in 60 frames a second natively. So
really.
So yeah, this per can we rescind their tip?
No, we're gonna keep their money. They give us the money.
More for okay.
Being
wrong.
But yeah. I will say that's interesting.
Contribute another tip.
If you film something in 120 frames per second, the entire thing could just be slow-mo, kind of slow-mo. Not really a lot, because 120 is not that much. Yeah. Just like, and then you can speed it up, and you know that cool time warping effect.
If you play the movie Watchmen in regular speed, it's a GIF. You can embed the movie in a tweet.
That's something I'd like to see done. Please do that. Our last tip today comes from ODS Troy. ODS Troy says, shout out to Rocco and the Mega 64 boys. And he spelled it right, with a Z.
With a Z. That's great. This guy. But he tipped. Okay, we do our own stream, so the tip. I mean, I want you guys to get tips, but.
No, yeah, we don't.
Every Sunday we do our thing.
So they do. It's called church. They go to church and they pray for forgiveness for all the horrible shit they do in
their
videos.
So save the $5 for the basket.
No, yeah, he's already given it to us, so let's stop asking people to rescind their tips.
It's, okay, sorry.
I gotta pay these guys at some point in the future. I don't know
where. Fair enough.
Cool. Let's go into PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity out there in the community to do something awesome for each other. You go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend. Nominate someone that you think is doing a great job at being a human being, just like Max did. Max, a.k.a. Titan Matrix, a.k.a. at Last Geek Dying, a.k.a. your boy, I added that last one because it's cool, is shouting out Zyger. Zyger has put up with everyone's shit they have given him for years now, and he's been a great sport and a great person regardless of what's happened. Zyger has done a great job being a best friend to all the community. Hella. That's nice.
Wow.
Good job, Zyger. Hey.
Was Zyger the villain in Shadows of the Empire?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was Zyger.
Okay. He used pheromones.
Yeah, it was. He was the green one.
Right.
That tried to pimp out Leia.
Yeah, yeah. Kudos.
They need to make that into a movie.
Yeah. I think it's now better than ever.
I almost asked what Rocco thought of The Last Jedi, but I'm not going to do it because a lot of people are saying, Nick, please stop talking shit about The Last Jedi because it's a terrible movie. We all know it's a terrible movie. Stop talking shit about it. We all know it's bad, okay? But it breaks my heart because I liked it. I get that you guys liked it out there. So I will not talk about it even though it was a terrible movie. I will not say anything bad about it even though I feel like it let me down.
It let us all down.
I don't have anything even to say, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, nice.
It's just that the emotional resonance of certain scenes were punctured by these humor.
They just came out of nowhere. It was like, why sorry, put a joke there?
Sorry, I'm just.
Hello. Are you still
it's
there?
It's these lights.
Are you still there? Has he hung up? I don't know how. Is it? Was he on Sprint PCS? I don't understand how Metro PCS
works. Your accent's gotten way worse.
Hello. Hello.
That's not even remotely what he sounded like.
Is he there? Just shoot him out of the fucking space. Shoot him.
All right.
I didn't outright hate it. There was a lot I liked and a lot I didn't.
I think I'm the same.
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah. All right.
Lukewarm.
All right, cool. Fair point. Middle of the road. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the giveaway. If you didn't know, we give a We give a game away each and every day here on this show. There's four ways you can get entered to win. One, you can be in the Twitch chat right now, just like Lakers Shed 2432 is. You're not the winner. I just wanted to shout out your name right
no,
there.
Don't yeah. shout First him one. Out. He's saying stupid things in the chat.
Is he saying stupid things?
Yeah, he's talking about me like not Uh-oh. Having an opinion because I like Sizzlers.
Well, you First do like all, Sizzlers, and you know it's going like to kill you one
Sizzler?
Day.
Hold on a second, guys. I what like their cheesy bread, okay?
Oh, the cheesy bread is
yeah,
good. Yeah,
that shit is special.
And you know what's funny is they stopped. You have to like request that now. They used yeah, to just give it
right.
to you.
Used, yeah, but I mean, it's still free. You just have to request it.
Yeah, but
granted,
you know,
I haven't been to Sizzlers in like 6 years.
Yeah,
but like I would go just for the cheesy bread.
Well, I've never been there.
But hold on, wait. We need to stop here. We need to remember that the cheesy toast, the official name is Texas toast.
That's true. That is true.
So I just want, but I want the viewers to be clear, you know, because you can put cheese on toast, but it's not Texas toast.
Yeah, exactly. You are correct.
Nor is it the Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster. Two different genres, and I don't want to conflate, you know?
I'm very happy.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster are heavenly.
Yeah, I just eat those and leave.
They're. I like, yeah, I ate those, leave, and then Cool Greg and I have boot gang.
Justin
and we just
Ryan,
grab a fucking,
you're losing some
we grab a lobster and just run out.
Yeah.
Fuck you, we got it. You can't chase after us because you don't care.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Because you're going to wait to play. You don't give a fuck.
And I eat, I'll free a lobster on the way out.
There you go. Just free him. Just cut the little tongs after him and just put him in the bushes.
Yeah, that boot.
Let him
the
go.
The thing is, the lobster knows its way to the ocean. It always knows where to go.
Yeah, they do.
It can crawl all the way.
And what's cool about lobsters, the last thing I want to say about lobsters that I love, is that's the last animal you can kill and it's like cool.
Yeah.
You can't, like I said about the Old Yeller thing, can't do that with a dog, but a lobster, they're like, throw it in this boiling hot water. Yeah, check this out. Mm. And everyone goes, gif that on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch that over and over. Yes. So that's what they need to do. If you're going to remake Old Yeller, do it with a lobster and no one cares. Just be like, yo, we're gonna eat. We're surfing turf tonight.
Yeah.
Uzi 9mm.
Oh shit.
What I like is that you're doing bursts. You're not blowing your entire load at once.
No, you only one good.
Just to cut like 5-6 bullets to the head in one burst. Yeah. And it just explode the
How
head.
How many lobsters are we killing?
Just one.
But you free two for every one you kill.
Yeah.
That way it's fair.
That's how charity works. Again, going back, Rocco is nothing if not a humanitarian.
Exactly.
He's here for the people and the animals. He's an animalitarian. Of course, three other ways to win the giveaway. You can be a subscriber here with Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Give it to someone, please. If not, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 above level, and you get entered to win. You also get all the perks of the $1 and above level, which, of course, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, before 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, January 31st, you get to see this guy on the Game Over Gringy show. We're gonna It's going to be more of this. And this has been one of my favorite episodes we've ever made. I'm very excited about that. Today's winner wins Ultimate Chicken Horse on the PS4. Congratulations to Benjamin Abrego from the Kinda Funny Games Patreon. You have won that. You're probably not watching the show right now, but you supported us. And guess what? You got a surprise waiting for you in your inbox. Is it going to be the game code, or is it going to be a picture of us shirtless? Who knows?
I will not get shirtless.
Let's get shirtless.
I'll get pantsless. I don't know what that is. I'm not afraid of that. But
too.
Shirtless is like no one needs to see that, but like, you know, the ass area, I don't care about that.
No one cares.
Because to me, if you see that, that's your problem, it's not mine.
Yeah,
but
no, I can't
me shirtless, I don't want to put that out there.
I'm right there with you. I was one of those kids that used to, when other kids were swimming, I'd be in the pool with my shirt on and the shirt would just float around me because it would stretch out and I didn't care and I'd get out and you'd see my big brown nipples.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Same here.
I just didn't want anyone to know that I was overweight when I was a child.
Yeah.
I didn't want anyone to know that.
Yeah.
And that has radiated to now.
Yep.
To now.
Well, I don't think you're overweight. You look good.
No, I've lost some weight. I'm trying to get more and more fit as the day goes on.
Same here.
I will always in my brain be that kid in that pool.
Yeah.
Always. Let's go into the chat right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do the old 3 and 3. This is your opportunity to talk to us. Give us three. We'll take three questions, comments, or concerns from the normal chat, and then we will go into sub-only mode and talk to the golden children, the subscribers, the ones who have chosen to be awesome.
Sorry.
Thank you.
The 1% got
you
their way.
You are the 1%ers. You're the Bette Midlers. You're the wind beneath our wings.
Yep.
You are the Stephen Hawkins. You just figured things out for us.
Yep.
That's great. Let's see. Justin Ryan Bear
Stephen
says,
Hawkins.
Hawkins? How do you say
Hawkins.
His last name? Hawkins.
Well, I'm going mean, to.
It's
gonna,
a multiple.
Yeah, but it's Stephen Hawking.
But like now there's more than one of them.
I see. This is where I always get confused. I always want to add an S to everything. When I met Adam Kovic for the first time, I kept calling him Adam Kovics.
That's a common misconception.
And Tim's like, his name is not pluralized. Stop pluralizing.
It sounds better pluralized.
I think so too. Maybe we should call him and tell him to change.
As soon as I got here, he's calling me Rocco's.
Rocco's. How many times have people called you Rocco Cefarelli? Has anyone ever called
it? Oh, not in person. I mean, every now and then someone will reference that, but whenever I had my own website a long time ago.
Yeah, when the sex tape came out with you.
No, but it was hard to like not have ads related to that like on it, and it was like, yeah, please. Can I please not have that here? Thank you. My mom goes to the site.
Yeah. Well, your mom's got to have fun too.
Thank you.
Panzer G2 says, Nick, what's a good hotel to book close to KF Prom? We are very close to locking down the location, but anywhere probably in the downtown area is going to be okay for you guys. Or the Soma area probably okay. But we'll be announcing that location very, very soon, probably in the next week or two.
What's a good hotel to book next to KFC?
To KFC, there is one KFC/Taco Bell in the city that I know of, over almost on Church Street, I want to say.
One stop shop.
And then there's also one on Geary. So if you got, but there's no hotels next to that. So books anywhere in the Castro, you're probably fine.
All right.
I think the Geary one closed down.
Oh, an Assassin's Key Blade says, who is going to win the Super Bowl? In all caps. Patriots, right?
Gotta go, Pates.
Gotta go Tom Brady, GOAT. He's the GOAT. Right, Andy?
Yeah, I fucking love
Gotta go. Spurs. Hey, who's playing?
That's him exactly.
Fucking Spurs.
You nailed him. I hate God, you piece of shit.
I hate sports. I do. I hate them because I don't understand them, and I'm jealous that everyone else is into them. And that's the reality of the situation.
Who's the Pittsburgh Pirates? Who's in it?
The Pittsburgh Padres, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It's the Eagles. Whatever. I think it's Philadelphia, right?
Philly and the other guys.
And, yeah. Shred Berg says, fuck the Pats. And I hope he means just all people named Pat. I hope he doesn't mean Patriots. I hope he just fucking hates the name Pat.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck the Pats.
Yeah.
Fuck all you Irish Pats from Boston.
Yeah. Too far.
Well, I'm not saying it. If you're mad at that, anger toward Shred Berg on Twitch, in the Twitch chat. I'm sure it's Shred Berg on Twitter too. If not,
Michael Shredberg.
That's a dope name, actually. Yeah. Michael Shredberg.
Michael Shredberg sounds like the coolest skater.
It does, actually.
Welcome. This is Shredberg's turf.
Trevor the Jones asks actual real question, which says, Rocco, favorite video game of the past year? What was your game of the year last year?
My game of the... Oh, why even... Please. Breath of the Wild.
Was it?
Okay. Obvious.
Obs. Mine too, because I only played 3 games, and that was one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't play a lot of games, but I loved Breath of the Wild. That was really good.
Mario Odyssey was dope, though.
That was good. It was good, but I'm going to... But... It did not have the ambition that Breath of the Wild had. You know what I mean? It was an excellent, fun, charming game, but it was just that. It didn't reach for Mario to go somewhere further to me. I don't know. So that's, I loved it, but I got to give it to Zelda.
Did you play how'd you like the DLC for Zelda?
Cool. It was cool. Okay. It was intimidating at first, but my Christmas Day this year was gathered around with my whole family because my mom loves video games too, and we all watched the trials on the screen and we were yelling and it was great. That was my Christmas. Was that a question?
That was a question.
What did I do for Christmas?
Yeah, it actually was. It was Ice Easy to ask that. Okay. Ice Easy. Oh no. King Franchise 88 says, Nick, the UFC is a sports league. Get wrecked.
Dude.
UFC is not a sport. It's a way of life. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think that's right.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
Okay. MMA. There it is. Way of life. Let me tell you why right now. One reason, you study MMA, you can make a sport out of it, but you could also defend yourself, right? Appreciate How many that. Times can you defend yourself spearing people with football and catching a football? That's not a skill that you can use to defend yourself. So it's like, I'm going to kick your ass. You go, I'll go wide.
Yeah, Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Well, when people threaten
me. I guess if you're really fit, you can run away.
Well, no, I just do a Hail Mary. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
They think you're a psycho.
Blessed are thou.
They think you're a Jesus freak.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Fantastic. Ninja Free Trog said, Nick was bullied by football players, and they fucked his high school girlfriend, LOL. I didn't have many girlfriends in high school, so Joke's on you, sir.
What?
I didn't have a lot of girlfriends in high school.
This personal, getting personal.
People are just getting personal with me right now.
You have high school friends in the chat?
It's, I don't have, no, I don't talk to anyone.
Do you ever invite all your high school friends to your Twitch chats?
No, I don't. In fact, I don't even post on Facebook. I don't want anyone from my hometown knowing what I do. It's been a big secret so far.
Oh, really?
I go home, because like, yeah, I don't want to be bothered when I go home. I want to be able to sit at my local Starbucks at the Canyon Crest Center in Riverside, California, and be and just have nobody know who I am. Yeah. And I wanted to be able to do that probably on the day of Christmas for a few hours between 12 and 2 p.m. And I don't want anyone to go there and be like, Nick, I'm making a big deal out of how cool you are. I love you. You're the biggest name from our town. It's so cool, you know?
Yeah. This is really good. I'm enjoying this.
You know? Actually, I feel like Ronda Rousey is from the Inland Empire. I could be wrong about that.
My high school, like 10-year anniversary or whatever, I did not go. I was going to, and then I saw the list of who was going, and it was like, oh, these are all the people I wanted to avoid in high school. You know, it was like ASB people and cheerleaders and stuff. I was like, no, I don't. So I didn't go, but apparently they had like a big thing hung up that was like notable graduates, and it was like, I think there was a big picture of us. And I wasn't even there. There was a big picture.
Oh,
of
but
me.
They put you up?
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah, there was a big picture of me there, and I didn't even go.
That is even fucking better. I
just haunted the place.
Tim just recently went to his high school reunion. I think it was his 10-year high school reunion. Uh-huh. And he was very much like not wanting to go.
Yeah.
Ended up going and said it was a blast.
Oh, really?
He was like, it was actually really cool to reconnect with a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. It's cool to see where people are. It's because it's always fascinating. Like, you don't know time's gone by until you come back and see the person. Like, holy shit, you got old as fuck.
Yeah.
And now you have two kids. It's weird.
The only people that I cared about at all in high school I still work with. So
yeah,
I'm living my anniversary every day. And it's a nightmare.
It is. It is a nightmare, and someone needs to save us. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to happen today. You know why? Because this show is over now. Rocco, thank you so much for joining me. Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Hold
we're gonna get some food.
No, I'm not done. Kage Kami in the chat. When are we gonna see the match from RTX? Whatever. I don't know what that is. Trevor the Jones. You can leave. I'll stay. Trevor the Jones. Batman versus Superman.
I'm gonna look up
or the
Ronda
Last
Rousey's
Jedi.
From.
Or the Last Jedi. Is that like a three-way fight? Okay. Greedy Ears. You're in for a treat. Thank you, Greedy Ears.
How did I fucking know that? She is from Riverside.
Really?
Well, I mean, you love
that
these
sucks.
People.
And I'll tell you why, because that means she will forever be the most popular person from Riverside.
Oh, man.
I'm never going to beat a former UFC two-time world champion, now Rowdy Ronda Rousey, I guess, or whatever they're going to call her on WWE.
Wait, Amy Lee of Evanescence is from Riverside, so you can't really say that, can
no
you?
No one listens to that band anymore. Do they?
Please.
Crawling in my sleep. Oh, is that Linkin Park?
Too soon.
Not soon enough. Ladies and gentlemen,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
Cut the camera, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with Yousef. We're going to talk about the Jackmanov, so stay tuned for that. I will also be reading subscribers and Kind of Funny Games Daily with Greg and Gary Witt is up next. I love you. He'll be back at 3 o'clock.
Edit me out of the final cut of this.
I'm running in my sleep.
Hit the presser, please. It's too much pressure to take.